We are learning Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara, Hu Alma, there was a strong person, Tavaka Matzar Lehu Gachuv Rabbanon. He was bothering a certain Talmud Chacham. We have before on top of the Amud on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we have before also, that a Talmud can be now to someone else if he's Mezalzel and is covered. Also, Kamei Rav Yosef. This Talmud Chacham came to Rav Yosef and said, this strong person is bothering me. On Malay Zil Shamte, so why didn't put him to Chayrim? I'm scared of him. So write a ksav shamta on him. So he says, no, I'm sure I'm going to be scared. Now he has it on paper. It's even worse. Take this ksav shamta. Don't show it to anyone. Just put it into a little jug. Put it into a jug. No one will hear about it. And then bring it to the Beis HaKvaros when no one's around. The karve alfa shepure. And blow the shofar 1,000 times a day, ba'arba yomim, for 40 days straight, into this little jug. And that's what he did. Also, Avad Hachi did this. Paka kada, but on the 40th day, the jug split umis alma, and the strong person died. Mai shipure, why do we blow shofar? What's the significance of shofar? Mai shipure, shenefram emenu. It's called shofar because he got paid from it. That's why it's called shofar. What's the reason why we blow shofar? The reason is because the shofar itself, which is called shipure, is a remez that we're going to pay up the chayte through the nidui. We're going to pay up the person this avera through the nidui. That's why it's called. That's why we blow shofar, because it's called shipure, and that's coming to be a remez, to be a sign that we're going to, this nidui will be a inish for the chayte. My tavra. What's the reason why we blow shvarim? Also, blow shvarim, tekiyas and shvarim, tavros and shvarim. On Rav Yitzchak Rei Rav Yehuda, tavrei bate rami, because it's a remez that the nidui will break big houses, high houses. Time to write some Rosh Hashanah Kamakam Shinosu Chamaneim. Any time the Chachamim put the eye somewhere as a einish, a misa oini. Either a person died or they got poor, and that's the koyach of nidui. Ad kan, the sugyus of nidui. Now I'm going to go back to our Mishnah, explaining our Mishnah. It said in our Mishnah that a nozir and a mitzayra, they are allowed to cut the hair on Chol HaMoed. Usually you're not allowed to take haircuts on Chol HaMoed, but it says, ve'ilu megalchim b'moed, habom dinas yom, obeis ha-shivya, v'yitz beis ha-surim, so on and so forth. Va'nozir va'mitzayra mitumasoy l'taharasoy. That when they finish their process of tumah and they want to become tar, so a mitzayra cuts the hair twice. He cuts the hair the day he becomes tar, and then after a week, before he brings his kabbonis, he also shaves his hair again. And a nozir, the same thing. A nozir is matamid tameis. He shaves all his hair on the seventh day after he becomes tar, and he brings his kabbonis the next day. So it says a nozir and a mitzayra are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So by the way, Rav Zera, v'shloi and panai, is it a case where they finished the ziris and the mitzayra and they became tar from mitzayra already before Yom Tif? Then you wouldn't be able to do a haircut on Chol HaMoed because you should have done before Yom Tov. But here the case was, they didn't have time. Even though they had time, you're still allowed to do it on Chol HaMoed. That's a shaila. Is it dafka where the process of Tumah and Taira for both the Nozeh and Metzera ended on Chol HaMoed? That is when it's Mutah. But if it ended before Yom Tov, then you should have done it before Yom Tov. Or even if it ended before Yom Tov and you just didn't do it, you still could do it on Yom Tov. That's the Gemara shaila. Amalei Tanina, we learned in a brayse, Kol Elu Sha'amru Matar Megalech Amayid, all those people who he said allowed to be take a haircut on Mayid, let's say Bo Meis Asurim, those cases, Bishlo Yehoyolem Panai. It's only mutter if they had no time before. Avahoyolem Panai Asurim. But if they had time, then the halacha is it's aser. But the Nozim and Mitzayra are exception to the rule. Even though they could have taken a haircut before Yom Tov, Mutarim, they allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Why? Special reason. So Yeshua Kabbana is saying, we don't want to wait for the Kabbanas any longer. A Mitzayra cannot bring his Kabbanas without his haircut, we don't want to wait for the Kabbanas any longer, and therefore we allow him to take haircut even Chol HaMoed, because then he can bring his Kabbanas. And a Nozir, the same thing. A Nozir also has to take a haircut first. It could be by Nozir Tahar. The haircut that Nozir Torah takes, there it's not Ma'akav Kabbanis, but still it's a mitzvah to do first, like Tap Tosfos says, and therefore again, it's a Maila, and therefore we allow them to take a haircut even on Chol HaMoed. Now, Before we start next Gemara, make a small hakdama. The halacha is that Yom Tov knocks off Avelis. Like we'll learn later on in the parak, Yom Tov knocks off the Avelis. There's two levels of Avelis. There's Shiva, and then there's Shloshim. Now, even in the Shloshim, you're not allowed to take a haircut, but the Shiva has different halachas, more chamadiga halachas. But so if Shiva, Yom Tov lands in the middle, Shiva knocks off Shiva, you still have to keep Shloshim. But if you started Shloshim ready, and then Yom Tov came and knocks out the Shloshim. That's one halacha. And there's another halacha, the Shaila of Mixas Hayom Kekulai, that on the seventh day of Shiva, according to Avishal, once you start at the beginning of the day of Shiva, the Shiva is over. And then starts the Yimei Shloshim. So Nafkamiyun will be like this. If Yom Tov lands up at the end of the seventh day. So according to Avishal, so there, you started the Shloshim already, so you knocked off the Shloshim. But according to Rabbanon, you never started the Shloshim, so then Yom Tov will not knock off the Shloshim. So that's a little akdama for next Gemara. Tana went to the Braisa. HaKoyen va'ovel mutarim b'giluach. The halacha is, in the Braisa it says, our Mishnah does not mention this, and therefore our Gemara assumes our Mishnah doesn't hold to this. But the Braisa says that a Koyen, we'll see what the story of the Koyen is, va'ovel, and ovel is mutarim b'giluach. They're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Hi, Ovel Hechidami. What is the case of Ovel that we are saying that he's allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Hechidami. Ilei Meshchal Shmini Shloi Be'Erev Regel. If his eighth day landed up on Erev Yom Tov, so then, L'Kuli Yama, he could have took a haircut Erev Yom Tov. So then you're not allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, because if you could have took a haircut before Yom Tov, you can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. If Boile L'Gluche Be'Erev Regel, he should have took a haircut before Yom Tov. Are you going to ask me, it's the middle of a Shloshim, not take a haircut? The halacha is that the Yom Tov is a knockout of the Shloshim. Since the Yom Tov is a knockout of the Shloshim, the halacha is allowed to take a haircut Erev Yom Tov already. So if the Shmini was Erev Yom Tov, L'kuli Yama, you should take a haircut then. And if you didn't take a haircut then, you can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Elo, the case was, Shechal Shmini Shloi Elias B'Shabbos, Erev Regel. Yom Tov that year started on a Sunday, and his eighth day landed up on Shabbos. So here, he couldn't take a haircut on Erev Yom Tov, because Erev Yom Tov is still in the middle of Erev Shabbos, because Erev Shabbos is still in the middle of Shiva. So here, you would say, he could take on Chol HaMoed. So, and here also, the Shloshim started on Shabbos, so Yom Tov knocks out the Shloshim, and now you can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Here also, you can take a haircut on Erev Shabbos. Because if you have a shawl, it's posh, you let it. Have a shawl, we said, holds mixed with kulos. If you have a shawl, Friday was the seventh day, of Shiva. So in the morning, it was over, it started the Shloshim, and now Yom Tov is a knockout the Shloshim, so you're allowed to take a haircut already. So, Zog the Gemara, boy le gluche Erev Shabbos, don't rechiz, don't revina bar shila, halacha ka ba shawl, we pass like a ba shawl that mixes yom kikuloi. Umoidim chacham ala ba shawl, and the chama moidit ha ba shawl, but shechal shmini shalo elias pe Shabbos, if his eighth day lands up on Shabbos, Erev regel, which is Erev Yom Tov, and Yom Tov starts on Sunday, Shemutu legalech ba Erev Shabbos, you allow to take haircut Erev Shabbos. That means why? Even though usually chum hold that you need full 7 days, but in a case where the eighth day lands up on Shabbos, there he's maskim that you say mixes yom kikulai, and therefore you're allowed to, and then therefore the shloshim system is going to be knocked off. You're allowed to take a haircut already on the seventh day. So in that case also, if the eighth day landed up on a Shabbos and the seventh day an Erev Shabbos, you also cannot take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Why not? Because I could have took a haircut Erev Shabbos. So Gemara says this is the case. The seventh day of Shiva landed up on Shabbos. The seventh day landed on Shabbos. I want to speak out the Tosfos that said, but till now we go, and the case was that the eighth day landed up on Shabbos. Now, how could the eighth day land up on Shabbos if it starts from the Kvura? Shiva starts from the Kvura. So if Shiva starts from the Kvura, so the Kvura was on Friday, so the eighth day is on Friday. The 8th day is on Friday. And so if the 8th day is on Shabbos, means the Kvura happened on Shabbos, he can't have a Kvura on Shabbos. So Tosfos says the case was Shama Shmua B'Shabbos. He heard about the mace on Shabbos, that halach is, he starts Shiva then Shmini can land up on Shabbos. Okay, the Gemara says, what's the case? L'tzricha Shechal Shvi Yishaloi Lias B'Shabbos. The case was that the Shvi Yishaloi, which means the 7th day of Shiva, landed up on Shabbos. The mace was buried on a Sunday. And Sunday was the first day of Shiva, and last day was on Shabbos. And Yom Tov started on Sunday, Erev Regel. So in this case, we'll speak it out outside first. In this case, according to the Rabbanon, You still have to keep the Shloshim. Why? Because Shloshim never started before Yontav. And therefore, Chol HaMoed is usher to take a haircut, not because it's Chol HaMoed, because it's the middle of Shloshim. Masha'inkin Abishol, holds mixes Yom Kikulai. So on the seventh day, which is Shabbos, started the Shloshim. So Yontav knocks out the Shloshim. And it happens to be you could not take a haircut before Yontav because on Friday was the sixth day of Shiva. You can't take a haircut on the sixth day of Shiva. So therefore, the only time you can take a haircut is on Yontav and Chol HaMoed. And therefore, it's mut take a haircut on Chol HaMoed according to Avishal. And that's the machlekes, really, our Tana and this Brisa, if Avos allowed to take a haircut, this machlekes is, Beholik Avishal, the Rabbana. So Lo Tzricha, Shechal Shvi, Shalei for Shabbos. His seventh day of Shiva landed on Shabbos, Erev Regel, which was Erev Yontav. Yontav started on Sunday. Tana bra. The Tana of this Brisa that says that Avil could take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, so Avil Kav Shal, he also Kav Shal, I'm mixing him with Kulay. So V'yema Shvi Oilu L'kam L'kan. So the seventh day is the last day of Shiva and the first day of Shloshim. V'kivin the Shabbos Ava Onesu, and since it's Shabbos, he's Oinus, he couldn't take a haircut. But he's not in the middle of Shloshim anymore, so therefore Chol HaMoed, he's allowed to take a haircut. You don't say Mixigam Kulay. Vakati Lo Shalom Avelas to Shiva. He still didn't finish the Avelas to Shiva until Yontav hit. And then the Shloshim didn't start yet. So he's still in the middle of Shloshim. The Yontav only knocks out Shloshim if it started. If it didn't start yet, it doesn't knock out Shloshim. So he's still usher to take a haircut. And that is the reason why he can't take a haircut on the Chol HaMoed according to our Tana, who doesn't say the case of Avel. So that explains us. The din of Avil of this brisa. That Avil is like a haircut going to Avishal, holds mixing kulay, and therefore it knocked out the shloshim, and therefore they could take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. Now, what's the case of a kohen? The lacha is a kohen in the middle of his week of working. The kahanim was split up in 24 mishmaros. Every mishmar gets a different week. And in the week that there's their job to work in the Beis Mikdash, they're not allowed to take a haircut. There's one exception. They could take a haircut on Thursday and Friday, the covered Shabbos. Then they could take a haircut. And here it says in our Brice over here that there's a case where they could take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. What's the case? Hai kohen echidomi. Ilema de shalom mishmartai erev regal. Their mishmaris always ends off on Shabbos. The mishmaris always start anew on Shabbos. The new mishmar comes in and the old mishmar leaves on Shabbos. So if it was on Shabbos, and Yontav was starting on Sunday, that's the end of the Mishmar, so they could have took a haircut. Regularly, take a haircut on Thursday and Friday. So Lo Tzricha, the Shalom Mishmartai Beregel. Their Mishmar ended on Yontav, which means Yontav started on a Thursday that year. Yontav started on a Thursday, and then Shabbos is the end of the Mishmar. So Thursday they couldn't take a haircut. And the Mishmar ended on Shabbos. So now they could take a haircut. Only take a haircut now. They couldn't take a haircut before Yom Tov on Wednesday because that was the middle of the Mishmar. And Thursday was Yom Tov. So when could they take a haircut? Now on Chol HaMoed. So Tana Didon, our Tana, who holds that the Avil cannot take a haircut, holds that they're still in the middle of their Mishmar. Tana Didon Sava, Kivin the Tana Mishloisha Prakha Bishonah, Hayukam Ashmar Shavais, three times a year, which means the three Yom Tovim, all the Mishmaros were equal. It wasn't Dafka, the Mishmar of the week. Everyone was equal. But Murei Regalim, in the limbs of the Yom Tov Karbanos, and the Chilik Lecham Panim. So, command L'Shal Mishmartai, but Beregel Dami. He didn't finish his Mishmaros yet. Therefore, he can't take a haircut on Chol HaMoed because he's still in the middle of his Mishmar. But Tana Bra, but the Tana of the Brisa says it's Mutter, Sova, Avagav, Shayach, Bahanach, Mishmaros. Even though they have a certain halachas, they get a little lacham upon them, they get a little mirui golem, but it's really not their mishmar. The ikka mishmar is over, and therefore they could take a haircut on the Chol HaMoed. And they couldn't take a haircut before because it was Yontav. But there's a very important question over here. Why couldn't they take a haircut on Friday? Yontav landed up on Thursday, we said, and their mishmar ends on Shabbos. But Friday they could have took a haircut. Friday was the first day of Chol HaMoed, so why couldn't they take a haircut on Friday? They could have took a haircut. So what's pshat? Friday, they can't take a haircut. Sounds like they can't take a haircut. Let's say Fira Rabbanan. I'm sure they can take a haircut anyway. Fira Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say they can't take a haircut. Why? Because it's still in the Mishmar. But I have an Eitzah. They could take a haircut. On Friday, they take a haircut. Because even if you're in the middle of your Mishmar, you're allowed to take Lekavet Shabbos. Oh, I Lekavet Shabbos it's Yontiv. No, Thursday was Yontiv, and Friday is Chol HaMoed. So if you're a Rabbanon, why can't you take Ikar on Friday? This is the Rosh Hashanah's Kasha, the Ritva, Karen Ari, you'll ask his Kasha. So Rosh Hashanah says, maybe you could taina that if there's two things, Tarti L'Reisa, first of all, it's Chol HaMoed. And second of all, it's the middle of the Mishmar, they were a Matah. Usually, Alts Erev Shabbos, they were a Matah in the middle of a Mishmar. And usually, you know, if you end in the middle of nowhere, Chol HaMoed would be a heter. But here, Chol HaMoed together, middle of Mishmar, those two things together, maybe you were not going to be a matter. That's the way the Rosh Hashanah says. The Ritva is a little different. The Ritva says that for one day, it's only one day opportunity to take a haircut. They weren't matter Chol HaMoed for that one day. That's what two mahalchim had to learn, how to enter the Tanah Rav Mishnah. Let's just recap what we learned. We learned over here a braisa that says a kohen and an avel are allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. So we said the Ovel, and that's a bright, and our Mishnah argues. So he said the Ovel, Pshan, Mechlekes, the Ovel is the Shloshim being knocked off or not? According to Avashol, that the Shiva ended on Shabbos, so then the Yom Tov knocked out the Shloshim, so now the first time they take a haircut, they can take a haircut on Chol HaMoed. According to Rabbanon, they're still in the middle of Shloshim, that's why they can't take a haircut. And by Kayin, the Mechlekes is, according to Rabbanon, they're still in the middle of the Mishmar, therefore they can't take a haircut. According to Avashol, they finished their Mishmar because that they have Mishmar Yom Tov is not really their Mishmar. We asked, they could take on Friday, according to Rabbanon. That was answering the Rosh Hash, that was Tate Reyes, so it's Yom Tov and the middle of the Mishmar, they can't take a haircut on Friday. So tomorrow, I write it. Rabbanon. Kol Eilu She'omru Mutarim L'Galeach B'Moyed, Mutarim L'Galeach Me'Evlon. Anyone that has a heter to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, for example, Habba Bebeis Asurim, and those cases, they could take a haircut also B'Mei Evlon. That's the halacha. V'atanya, for the Gemara Kasha, V'atanya Asurim Unter Abraisa, that by those people, when it comes to Oval, they can't take a haircut. You're saying that Habba Medinas Yam Yetzibes Asurim could take a haircut B'Mei Evlon. The Braisa says, no, it's also. So it's two Braisas. When is a mutter for someone who came back from Dinas Yam? One base asurim take a haircut. If he had 2 weeks of availus, there was two kraven loyalenu who died 1 week after another, and he had two kraven, two of shivas in a row, and then it came Chol HaMoed. So then you let it take. Then it came. There was two availus in a row, and then he came. This guy came back from base asurim. There's two availus in a row. This guy came back from base asurim. So then, you're allowed to take a haircut. Break the Gemara Kasha. If it's talking about Tachvu Evalov, then everyone is allowed to take a haircut. Even not after someone came and did this Yom Beis Asurim. Even if it's Tachvu Evalov, my area called Elu Shomru, Vosep is Davka, all the people of the Mishnah, Habam and Dinis Yom and Beis Asurim, I feel like Kuli Amename, any person who had two Avelis in a row, it says you're allowed to take a haircut. Taim Unter Abraisa, Tachfu Avol of Zahachazav, someone has two Avelis, one after another, Hichbid Sire, if he has too much hair, Mekel Vassar, he could take it off, it could be Mekel, which means cut off part of it with a razor, a Mechavik Shusamayim, he let it wash his clothing with water. So the Gemara, the answer is right here, Itma Allah, Omar Avachista, you only use a razor, which is a shinui, and cut off a little bit, but not a regular scissor. But mayim, you only wash clothing in water. You can't use soap. And the Brites is coming to tell us that someone who is coming Mirdinas Hayam, Beis Asurim, which is Mutter B'moyed, in such a case that he came back after two Avelos in a row, he's allowed to do a regular haircut. Amrav Chista, Zoyse Meres, what you do see from this price is that Ovil also Batachbaises. You see, if you need a special hat Batachfu Avolov to wash your clothing, you see that an Ovil usually is also to wash their clothing.